Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Welcome, my dear friends. Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. This is the show that gives you the latest galactic news. And today I have a very special guest. He is somebody I have the feeling I know for a long time. His name is Diego. And he has a website called IndianInTheMachine.com. And he has a wonderful news website. And since many years I'm following his website. And I'm also listening to his music because he is also a wonderful musician. So welcome to the show, Diego.
Martin, it's such a pleasure to be here with you. How are you?
I'm good. I had a wonderful day, actually. I had to travel to Rotterdam. I had a court, and everything went fine. No charges against me, so I'm very happy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How's the energy these days in general for you?
I'm getting every day more and more hopeful because of the energies. There's an increase in the energies, and I feel like the shift is hitting the fan, you know, and it's getting more and more exciting. How are you feeling about the energies?
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing, actually. I've been coasting really on some high energy, and with a lot of upgrades too, there tends to be napping, so I've been enjoying that.
Yeah, I had a nap before the show, just a 20-minute nap. While I was listening to your music, actually, I loved it. I was kind of lucid dreaming while I was listening to your music.
I think I
bought your album about a year ago. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I just really enjoy basically tripping people out with trance chanting and drums.
Yes. Yeah, you do an amazing job. And I feel like I've told it to more people that in my past lives, I've been a Native American. I'm sure about it. When I was 7 years old, my uncle came with a pile of National Geographics, the magazines. And there was a picture of Machu Picchu in Peru. Mm. And I looked at that picture and I felt, I know this place. You know, I was 7 years old. And since childhood, I studied the geology and the geography and the climates of both the Americas. And I have the feeling that the condor and the eagle are flying now the same direction, you know. That was prophesied also, that the eagle and the condor would fly together. And this is the time now when this is happening.
Yeah, I feel very strongly about that. And I'm amazed in my life of spirit. I constantly come into contact with this beautiful condor energy, like now in Ecuador.
Yes, in Ecuador, yeah. There's so much going on. And I also, since I was a child, I listened to Native American music, to pan pipe music, drums. I have a whole collection of music from Native American people, and I love it. I always listen to it.
Yeah. So, well, you know, Martin, that's something that's missing in music lately. It is that spirit, you know, with everything so much in people's heads, the way they contrive their music. Mm-hmm. And this spirit music has got to come back. I mean, because it's always been here.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, spirit music is for me the only music I can listen to and I want to listen to, you see?
Yeah, I mean, I just love to, when these musical creations just come essentially out of thin air, and it's just such a wonderful moment of discovery and energy.
Yeah, for the break, I've prepared a song with Donald. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, I love your CD. The CD that I bought is called, let me see, Indian in the Machine number 2. And the track that I love the most is Diamond. It's something with Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
But that will come in the break. We're going to play it. It's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm
very uplifting for me to listen to it.
Mm. Wow. Well, I always figured, you know, that I would use music to free myself, and there would be something in that would help others to be freer as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's
liberation. Yes, it is.
And that's kind of the trick we're all actually learning to balance now, is to be of this world, and yet we're creating something entirely different. And in a sense, we're in a couple dimensions almost.
Yeah, the timelines and the dimensions are now integrating. I'm feeling higher dimensional energies coming through me and to other people around me, and I can see that. And I have the feeling that, you know, the big changes where we have been waiting for many years now are coming.
There's a little bit of a cut here. I'm not hearing you.
Okay. I was saying that the timelines and the dimensions are now melting together. And I have the feeling that the prophecies, you know, the big changes that we were waiting for many years will come to pass now in this time as we speak.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, on the flip side of things, we're also on this kind of, we're being set up by the light
and the dark sides to kind of springboard us into something totally unexpected and from the light side, totally and completely amazing.
Yes. Yes, and the light side, you know, everything is here for a reason, also the dark side. And we have learned our lessons in duality, and now it's time to graduate.
Yeah, for those who are choosing, and it's there's still a sorting taking place. And so even though we're all here together at the soul level, some of us have very different ideas in mind as to what our desired experiences are to be.
Yes. Can you elaborate a little bit on this?
Well, because we're still in a free will situation, and some people really are enjoying 3D. And, mm-hmm. you know, it can be exciting and it's its own version of the unknown. But there's also the dark, because we came here to experience the dark because we wanted a little excitement at the soul level, all of us.
Yes.
You know, and we certainly got it on this planet because this planet has been quite the ride, no matter what your situation has been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I must say it has been quite difficult for many people, including for myself. But the last few months, I must say, I'm becoming more and more positive and more having more and more of a positive attitude towards everything, also towards the darkness. Because they were here to teach us something, you see? And I have the feeling that, forgiveness and compassion are very important qualities that we must maintain now to show to the whole world, to our neighbors, to our government, to everybody.
Yeah, basically, now that we've learned our lessons, now we drop our textbooks and we do an entire energy clearing, and we just like basically freshen up at the energetic level to as much potential purity as possible.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's our doorway. That's our doorway now that we need to walk through.
Yes, I agree. And I can see the doorway in front of me already. We are stepping through the gates now, the gates of the Garden of Eden. You know, the new world. The new world is almost born. It has been in the higher dimensions. It's there already, but now it has to manifest here. And I have the feeling that we are very close to the doorway now.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that feeling too, and I'm you gotta wonder if. It's like really, really, really close.
Mm-hmm.
And that would potentially be related to the three waves of ascension.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've been following the channelings from Mark Gamma.
Yes, I do. And yeah, I just read this morning a new one. I love his messages.
Okay.
He's this German guy. And this morning...
Yeah.
Yeah, this morning there was a message from Father God and Mother God and Archangel Michael. It was beautiful. And
yeah.
He spoke about the separation.
Okay. And in a message or two back, he also channeled some messages from people who had supposedly ascended and were on the other side of the veil somewhere. Mm-hmm. So if we're in the first wave of ascension, one of the previous messages from, I think it was Father, Mother, God, who said that it's imminent up until approximately the 21st of March of 2014.
Yeah.
So we're starting to get, if this is an authentic message, which it certainly feels like it, now we're actually hearing back from ascended humans, and they're telling us what the other side is like.
Yeah, exactly. So you're saying that some people are already on the other side now.
Yeah, and I don't know their names. I don't know how it happened, if it happened potentially in their sleep. But with now this splitting up of humanity, in the sorting of humanity, like some of us who are getting a potential upgrade, well, it is an upgrade, could be in a now you see us, now you don't type of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Just could be disappearing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. Or becoming liquid light or something. Becoming invisible.
Yeah. And then once you graduate, you have an opportunity, whether you can go home or you can come back as a tutor in a way to help the other waves of ascension.
Exactly, yeah. But those are from the first wave then.
Yeah, that would be the first wave. And they would come back in some sort of perfected form that would be very apparent that these humans were another type of human now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's, I know this, I have fun talking like this because it's not necessarily something that can be verified, but we know, like, we can feel the truth that something is going on and it has, there's a big golden age right in front of us.
Yeah,
we're creating it.
Definitely something huge going on. I have the feeling that there are major shifts going to happen very soon. I'm very sure about it.
Yeah. And eyes on. Yeah.
Yeah, talk about eyes on, because last week I watched your video. You posted a video on YouTube which I watched with great interest and pleasure. Where you talked about eyes on, and can you elaborate a bit on that video and what you saw and what you know about it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I just posted a new video yesterday, and it's the update with eyes on.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it then.
Yeah, so eyes on apparently has now broken into a flotilla, and I mean broken isn't the right word, but it is transformed into a flotilla,
separated.
So so separated into some ships that are apparently headed to Earth.
Wow, that's
I
was waiting for the message to come out when Eisen or the spaceship or the fractals from it would or particles would head our direction. And this is now happening, you're saying?
Well, it's people are starting to see Eisen in the sky, particularly down in Australia. And it's, to my knowledge, it's going to be more apparent further north as the days progress.
Wow, man, this is so amazing.
Yeah. And then the other thing that the message from Cosmic Awareness had mentioned is that we're going to be going through the debris trail, you know, and I'm holding my fingers up in quotation marks.
Uh-huh.
Because it's essentially we're being seeded like a farmer would seed a field with with the seeds. And that's what's happening now from us. Here we're on the ground, and our galactic family are the farmers in this case, and they're seeding Earth with new life forms.
Exactly, with energies also, because I'm sure that Eisen, the spaceship, also contains certain qualities of energies that are making us ready to ascend. I think it has to do with this also, a kind of certain very particular frequencies. You see?
Definitely. It was a spiraling sacred geometrical patterns at one point on its way to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remember seeing that?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can imagine if there was a ship or a flotilla of ships that parked outside the Earth where they were fairly large, and, you know, systems are going to rock and roll just by virtue of its presence.
Exactly, yeah. And not only the systems, also the human population, all life on Earth is already affected by it. Everybody can feel it. I feel it's like something is going on. You don't know exactly, you cannot put your finger on it, but something is going on. And this will become more apparent and more clear once those disclosures come out, when those ships from Eisen are coming more and more close to Earth.
Yeah. Well, we're basically in kind of like a, it's like a lull, and yet it's like showdown time.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, yeah. So people are on all levels, no matter what level, you know, of anything, we're called to get off the fence and to make choices.
Yeah, Bashar has called it the Christmas comet, Ison. He predicted that in 2013, at Christmas time, everybody would talk about Ison, the Christmas comet.
Who was that?
You know Bashar?
Oh, Bashar, yeah, yeah. That's definitely, yeah. I saw that video.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right. And here we are, moments away from something. We don't know what could, if we could be facing stardust. Are we getting going to have a few rocks come down? Are we going to have boulders? Are we going to have like spaceships in the sky during all of this? It's like we're being set up for something remarkably, undeniably, like beyond our imagination.
Beyond our imagination. I don't know exactly concretely what it will be like, but I know that it's going to happen, and I know for sure that this will be undeniable for the mainstream media to ignore.
Yeah. And so with that comes a lot of immediate changes, particularly when we invite our star family to visit us and we make that invitation and we don't just assume that if they're around, they're going to pop in.
Yeah, I've created a poll, a petition on change.org with an invitation to the Galactics to present themselves, to introduce themselves, because we need them so desperately. And because they're, I have, in many channelings, they talk about the law of no interference. And in some channelings, they say now that this law, this prime directive, is now cancelled because we want them to contact us. Right?
Yeah, I have a feeling that they can step in, and they're still, though, waiting for some reason, which has some of us on the surface scratching our heads sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, but we're being told to master patience.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I want it so badly, and many more people want it so badly. But the feelings, the emotions that I have, the energies, are all pointing to the direction that it's going to happen very soon. Don't know when, don't know any dates, but, you know, the word soon feels more soon now than it did a year ago, for example. You see?
Yeah, I totally agree. And we've heard that word a lot, and things are just coming to a head. And there's, yeah, you know, it's just, that's the way it is. We're actually, right, again, at this, at a series of significant doorways of unknownness.
It's kind of a tipping point, you know. It's we are approaching the threshold, so to say, a transition period, a moment of grace, a moment of total amazement, total awe, you know, like. All those timelines are merging now together, and all those dimensions. And because we are used to thinking linear time, it's difficult to explain. But because this is all unfolding now, in linear time, this moment is now very, very close to manifesting itself. This divine moment of disclosure and the event.
Yeah, and we've definitely have come a long way in the last 10 years, or even a little bit more, regarding our awareness. And, you know, look at how many people share UFO videos now, or just unusual things happening type of videos.
So many.
Yeah. Whereas like 10, 15 years ago, if something weird happened, you wouldn't even talk about it, let alone tell the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that because of the social media and because of radio stations like this one, people are now drawn together in an online community. You know, I have people from all over the world on Facebook, and they're all interacting with each other. And for people that are connected to them, like family, cousins, old friends from primary school or something, they also see those messages, you know? It's undeniable. In fact, disclosure already happened, but not officially. That's the problem. There has to be an official announcement on the mainstream media. And by the way, I heard that in the United States, there is a historic low confidence in the people in the mainstream media, and less people are watching the mainstream media.
Yeah, I would say the internet has been instrumental in that. Like for someone like myself, I mean, I watch TV. It's like we were raised on it, you know. But I'd rather program myself if I'm going to be programmed.
Exactly.
So that's where the internet is beautiful.
Yeah, I also watch CNN and BBC World just to read between the lines, you know, because with Nelson Mandela, something was going on with the funeral. I heard a message on Godlike Productions. You know Godlike Productions?
Yeah.
And there was a message, there was a video that those 91 world leaders that were together in South Africa were actually discussing, had a meeting with Mentok from Nibiru. That's what they said in the video. Mentok from Nibiru. They were discussing crucial items for disclosure.
Well, that sounds fascinating, doesn't it?
Yeah, because the whole reason all those world leaders came together in South Africa, because Africa plays a very important role in the history of Nibiru, because the slaves the Anunnaki used with the gold mining, that all happened in Africa. And now the United Nations want to intervene in Mali and Central Africa, Central African Republic, because there's something going on there with stargates and other things. Also with the archaeological findings of giants. There were some pictures on the internet of some archaeologist wiping some sand off with a sweeper from some skeletons that were like 20 meters in height. Have you seen that?
No. Well, I have seen some photos, but the large human skeleton ones are like, I feel there's something there, but I just can't verify it inside me as not necessarily photoshopped.
I don't know, but it doesn't look like it, because there are many different pictures of these huge skeletons. And the latest images I've seen look very genuine to me, of those giants.
Yeah, I believe they existed, and I believe there must be some remains around. And you know, they just all that kind of stuff they throw into the truth to mess with us. And Photoshop has been one of those things. So it just made me a little leery sometimes. But yeah, I just know they're there.
But anyway, I have the feeling that there's more going on. There's more to the story in Africa with all that's happening with the world leaders and in Mali and in the Central African Republic. There's more to it. I cannot put my finger on it, but
yeah,
according to this video, you know, yeah? Go ahead.
Well, it makes sense with Nibiru being still in our solar system and had made the video of NASA's footage of the sun on the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have basically our past rulers are maybe somehow they've been involved in creating us on some level, and their planet or ship or whatever you want to call it is in our solar system. And so, I would like to hear that they are meeting our representatives. And I use that term lightly, because I don't even know who these people are who call them our leader, who call us, who we call our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of these beings, you know, are they created in a laboratory even? That's, you know? Who are they?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that the Anunnaki had created a slave handler race, and maybe some of those leaders are part of that race genetically, because we have been controlled by certain bloodlines for like a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it kind of makes sense that there would start to be, you know, more meetings about what's going on.
Yeah,
and I want to add that. I want to add that the Anunnaki have a name change, according to one of the channels, and they're going by the Anunnaki now, not the Anunnaki.
Okay.
And so Earthlings were still in fear over them because of what maybe has happened in the past, and we may hold some sort of genetic. Some fear based at the genetic level, you know, similar to some people have when you see a snake, you're just scared. You don't know why.
Yeah. That's programmed in our genes, this fear.
Yeah. And so that's what the beauty of their presence now is, that their presence is going to allow us to cleanse that.
Yes. And I understand that. The inhabitants from the Nibiru spaceship planet slash are also ascended already. They are now light beings. They are now love and light. They are not the ones that they used to be.
Yeah. Because ultimately everyone turns to the light. And even those who have been our adversaries, you know, I mean, we're all in school together.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I meant. Hey, before we start the music, Diego, can you talk a bit about how you became inspired to make this second album, In the Machine Part 2?
Oh, well, you know, just there is something about spirit music that I feel very deeply and feel very called to share, because it's one of those expansion moments that, you know, isn't always widely available and supported in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a chance to be freer. It's a chance to spread wings. It's a chance to go deeper. It to me, it's like it's a exploration. It's a journey. So I'm happy to share whenever I balance in the music in with some of the blogging, and I was doing some sound healing for a while and just other things.
Yeah. Well, I was very inspired. So yes?
Well, I'm just very glad that to hear people are going on a trip with this music. And you know, sometimes when people close their eyes, or if they go into a trance or they fall asleep, for me as an artist, that's like the greatest compliment, because sometimes when you're going deep, it does pull you into sleep.
Yeah, well, I was very, very connected to you while I was listening to your album, and I was in a very peaceful state of mind, and that made me fall asleep, because this peaceful connectedness with the divine my congratulations on what you did, Diego. And you can find this music on IndieMachine.com and download the album for a couple of bucks. So now we're going to ask Donald to play track number 12, Inner Diamond, from Indian in the Machine. Hey. That was Inner Diamond by Diego Brown, a.k.a. Indian in the Machine. Beautiful. Thank you very much for this inspiration that came from spirit to you, Diego.
Thanks. I had a giggle because I had a thought that I'm listening to that I've come a long way since I was teaching math, basically, and whoa. Fun.
Yeah, it's not only fun, it's just coming home for me, you know, when I listen to this.
Well, Martin, I'm working on some more music here right now, actually, over the next couple of days. Uh-huh. And I've learned to use some new drum machines and some MIDI equipment. And so the next material now is going to be even a step already. It's showing to be a step in even working with more energy.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. So lots more tribal stuff coming out soon.
Very good, very good. Looking forward to it. Just let me know when it comes out.
Will do.
Okay. Yeah, music is my passion, and I'm also a musician, actually. I play the piano. And in a future show on BBS Radio, I'll play a piece that I recorded in 2001. Improvisation on the piano. Somebody I showed it to said it was like Lumerian feeling of music.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, well, I can play a little piece via Skype. I will do it now. Only a couple of minutes then.
Please.
Classic Martin's compositions. Here it comes. Yeah, that was just the first 3 minutes.
That was complete beauty, Martin. Wow, well done.
Thank you, Diego. Yeah, it was from my heart. It was played from my heart.
Yeah, whatever you feel in my music, I feel that in your music.
Yeah, I agree. I feel the same. Because we are both playing from the heart, from a higher aspect of ourselves.
Yeah. Right away, that made me helped me to become calmer, and I was ready to start chanting along right with you.
Oh wow, wonderful!
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what a beautiful time we live in, Diego. And well, since I know your website, I've been reading your messages, and there's a special energy coming from your website. You also have a WordPress section or Blogspot section, but your main website really radiates.
Wow. Well, I definitely love what I do. I obviously, just in spite of all obstacles, I just keep on going and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I love to do my radio show, you know. Many different guests been on the show since 2010. You know, Patricia Corey, James Gilliland, yourself, Sheldon Neidl, and many more people on my list, like Dr. Stephen Greer and what's the name? Mark Gemma, of course. Ron Heath would be good to have on the show, and John Smallman. He has a wonderful energy also. I like his channeling, John Smallman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are all getting to a state of unconditional love and respect. And even if disclosure on a worldwide scale wouldn't happen this year, which I would hope that it would happen, but even if it doesn't happen, you can see that we are raising our vibration and that life is becoming more bearable for us because the increase of the love quotient.
Yeah, because we've learned our lessons as well, and we are shedding the illusion, and we are sometimes we're in a void, but ultimately we want to fill that void with light, and so we're in this constant ascension that is increasing in intensity, and our progress of evolution, apparently, if you could plot it on a graph, is starting to like go straight up vertical.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the
graph is becoming more steep, like a asymptote. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's getting more vertical.
Yeah.
And because if we can look at our lives in a grander, from a grander perspective, that we may be that planet that has been a blue prophecy planet throughout the universe, of a planet that would turn to a star in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. Yeah, I see so, what you're getting at. Yeah, I agree.
So while it can be intense, and you know, you look on Facebook and like people got broken arms, they people are dying around them, and they're having all these challenges, and that is all for a purpose of clearing ultimately. Now, yes. We've not been punished. We've never have been punished. We've only choose to punish ourselves. And even that's getting boring for everyone. Nobody wants to punish themselves anymore.
No, exactly. Yeah, people are becoming in a more altered state of awareness and of consciousness. More calm also, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. And I know there are places that are still at war, but I've been very fortunate to be guided into peaceful situations, and I'm impressed, you know, with people that we've kept it together in spite of you know, where the odds were very, very stacked up against us. And many people are, you know, that small being who stands up to the dragon and holds the sword of truth.
Yes. Yeah, the sword of
truth. What else?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, well, what else can you really do? You know, it's like we have a desire to be ourselves and to be and to not die and to not be controlled.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like everything is getting softer, like a blanket. A soft blanket is gently putting down over the earth, over the human population, a blanket of soothing energy. And I can feel right now, because it's 12:12 today, and there's a special meditation going on right now, as we speak. Mm. So the energies are actually making us all more peaceful, all of us. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you can imagine how unpeaceful the dark side is, where you're constantly, you know, trying to maintain your perceived control. And it's got to be stressful, because in order to hold a high position, for example, you've got to allow yourself to go along with whatever you're told.
Mm-hmm.
When that's stressful.
Yeah.
Just allowing to be controlled is stressful.
Well, you can see that the fear mongering isn't working anymore. People are not buying into fear stories anymore.
Yeah. No, that's even more evidence of why we say we've been through a lot, because we have. It's like all the tricks. They pretty much, there isn't no more in the bag of tricks anymore. There might be a couple, but it's not going to phase us, because we've been through a lot.
Yeah, we've been through so many. All of us have been through hardships and suffering. But as we are progressing towards the new world, the new age, the new era of Gaia, we are becoming more wise in our actions and words.
Yeah. And as a result, we're also choosing lives where we're not, in a sense, lowering our frequency via the food or our thoughts or our behaviors. And, you know, like look at the Raw movement, just as one example of, you know, just this, it's an industry practically that sprung out of our path of ascension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out here, you know, the amount of people eating pure healthy foods here is like very inspiring.
Yes, it's amazing. People are becoming more and more conscious all over the world, also in the Netherlands, you know. You can see it here also. And I live in a 2-minute walk from a bio shop, so I can get my organic vegetables and things every day. Fresh.
It is such a blessing. I don't know. How did the GMOs ever hit over there? Was that rejected?
That's a bit unclear for the Netherlands. I think it's in a small amount allowed by the government, but I have the feeling that the Dutch government is becoming more and more aware of the negative implications from GMO foods. But we are not as far as India yet to ban it completely.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, that's one of the tricks, was to get us to degrade our DNA once again, this time once again, through eating low-frequency foods.
Yes, exactly. But because of the awareness of the people that's raising, they are making more conscious choices of what they do, what they eat, what they smoke. This is also helping to raise the vibration of the planet.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And of course, what they read, what they listen to, what they watch. Yeah. Hey, Diego.
I just wanted to say one thing to close with that, is that we're all one family. So, you know, I clap, I salute, and I honor, you know, our adversaries, that they were able to follow their path, and we're all learning together, just on, you know, from different perspectives.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. We have to sign off now. I loved to have you on the show. It's been amazing. And we can do another show later on a Sunday or Monday. I have a 2-hour show on Sunday and Monday. So whenever you feel inspired to talk with me, you're always welcome to do another show with me.
Well, Martin, thank you for having the show and for really putting yourself out there for all of us and helping to attract that grand reunion that we all know is at our doorstep. And thanks for helping to shine the way.
Yes, and you, Diego, because you are showing the way with your beautiful music and your beautiful website. My friends, if you're listening, go to IndianInTheMachine.com and get to know Diego and his messages. And love and light to all. Aho and namaste.
Mucho gusto. Gracias.